When school lunch employees at Salt Lake's Uinta Elementary School last month took lunches out of children's hands and threw them in the garbage because their lunch accounts were in arrears, there was nationwide outrage. But as it turns out, many school districts, including the Park City School District, have policies that do include denying kids lunch. KPCW was contacted by a parent of a district student who was denied hot lunch in January. Mason Meinhold is the father of Max, a sixth grader at Ecker Hill Middle School who had a positive balance in his lunch account. But somehow, account numbers got crossed one day, and Max was told he couldn't have lunch because his account had a zero balance.
And so there was some sort of mix-up. Either he put in the wrong number or something wasn't jiving. We haven't quite figured out what happened with it. You know, he didn't get lunch that day. I was just a little surprised that they wouldn't give him lunch.
Meinhold said even though his son was given a milk and a piece of fruit, it was dismaying to hear that a school would deny lunch to a student. So he contacted Park City School District Food Services Director Kathleen Britton. She said the policy, when the lunch account is low, is to notify the parent by email, put a mark on the child's hand at school. Then after granting the student lunch several times, the school reserves the right to refuse lunch.
The way she described it to me was, you know, two or three times they will give them lunch, but then they have the right to not give them lunch. The policy is that they can refuse lunch if they decide to. And, you know, I talked to her and I was like, well, I'm a little surprised that you're going to refuse lunch to someone whose parents aren't paying their bill. I mean, it's not their fault. Their children, they need lunch, you know. But she says, well, that's the policy.
Then the incident happened at Uinta Elementary, and Meinhold heard Park City School District Superintendent Ember Conley say in a news report that what happened there would never happen here. It left him wondering what the policy really is. Kathleen Britton, who is leaving the district, deferred to the superintendent. Conley told KPCW that while she hadn't understood the policy fully, students would never have lunches pulled out of their hands. Instead, she explained that while lunch denial is discretionary after warning the parents various times, students should never go hungry while at school.
The information that Kathleen said was they're given three notifications as far as parents are emailed, the secretaries know, and the students are notified. Could it happen? I mean, I guess after multiple notifications, and I mean, I'm even thinking of my teenage daughter that needs to take a little bit more responsibility, but it would be a rare case that the parent wasn't notified. Unfortunately, those things happened. But I go back to when I was a building principal. The kids would come in and go, hey, I didn't get lunch. The teachers usually have snacks in their room. Or I brought kids down after the lunch is over and went through and got food for them.
The bottom line, she says, is that refusing lunch is discretionary after a point. And while most parents at some point let their children's lunch accounts fall into the red, it's an opportunity for both parents and the individual schools to do their due diligence so that no child goes hungry at lunch. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.